Say it's good to be in God's house this morning. Grateful for an opportunity to be back here at home. Amen. The Lord's certainly been good to us all. And I want to wish you a happy, happy Easter. Amen. Thank God for each and every one that's come. May the Lord bless you this morning and you have a great day in the Lord. Amen. Got your Bibles this morning. We want to look to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, I believe. What God would have for us this morning. And I want to say it's good to see everybody. A lot of my kin folks here this morning. Amen. Nieces and nephews. And got my mother here with me this morning. Ain't that amazing, you know? Doctors didn't give her no hope a while back, but God gave her hope. Amen. She's with us today. Thank God for it. Isaiah chapter 53. When you're there, say amen. He said, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He said, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when he shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He said, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, and he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from the prison, from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave for the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Notice that scripture. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put on him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. He shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Notice in verse 11, he shall see in the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant, notice the next thing, justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide with him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for who? The transgressors. Notice that. It pleased God. It satisfied God. It meant to justify many. Let us pray this morning. Father, we're so grateful, God, this morning for each and everyone that's here, Father. I ask you, God, now to anoint this preacher. Anoint ears to hear, Father God, your word this morning. For God, we ask, God, that you move. Oh, God, this sanctuary this morning, God, let the breeze of heaven blow again. Oh, God, that your people
could rejoice. God, fill your presence, your power, and God will praise you for it and give you the glory in Jesus' wonderful name. We read there in Isaiah 53 about a man called Jesus that went to Calvary and paid the price for you and for me. As we look at that scripture there, you know the Bible said that it pleased God to bruise him, and it also it satisfied God with everything that Jesus did at Calvary. You remember reading in the scripture where God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Why was he well pleased? Because he satisfied everything that God had in his will. You remember reading where Jesus said he came not to do his will but do the will of the Father. It was God's will. It meant that Jesus suffer and die on an old rugged cross and shed his blood for the sins of all mankind. Why? Because it was the will of God. As you look over there in Ephesians in chapter 1, I thought Brother Ike was going to preach my message right off in Jump Street this morning, but we find there the Bible talked about God before the foundation of the world had chosen us, even before the foundation of the world. Isn't it a wonderful thing that God can choose somebody like us, the unlovable? Amen. Us, the Bible said we were all sinners. Amen. All condemned, but God chose us even before the foundation of the world. I begin to think about that, about how that God chose us before the foundation of the world. That goes way back, don't it, Sister Mary? Amen. I'm talking about way back. Oh my. Way back further than memories can remember. The Bible talked about before the foundation of the world. What are you talking about? Before God ever created this mud ball that we call earth today, God had you on his mind. Amen. I said before God ever created Adam, amen, and put him in the garden, God had you on his mind. Before Adam could ever sin and fall in that garden, Brother Donnie, God had us on his mind. He had a plan for you and I from the very onset. What is that plan? It's a beautiful plan of salvation, amen, to one and to all. You know, I like what Jesus and Peter one day, they were having a conversation, Brother Fisher, and Jesus asked Peter, said, "Peter, whom do men say that I am?" And Peter rattled off something along these lines. He said, "Some say Jeremiah, Elias, or one of the prophets." He said, "No." He said, "But Peter, whom do you say that I am?" He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. He said, "Peter," he said, "flesh and blood hadn't revealed this unto you, but he said, the Father which is in heaven, the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we find in Ephesians chapter 1 there. He had a plan from the very onset, a plan before the foundation, a plan before he ever created man, a plan before man ever sinned. I said, God had a plan. I'm glad it's more than just an Easter bunny. I'm glad that it's more than just an egg hunt. Oh my, I was watching the news last night and I was sickened as I watched the news. Oh, Jesse Waters in Waters World, he was up there in some city. Brother Tim, they asked him what meant Good Friday to them. One lady thought it was a shopping day. Amen. And that was the best they could get, was a shopping day out of Good Friday. And some asked him about Easter and they thought it was an egg hunt, the bunny rabbit and everything. Very few note anything about Jesus. But church, that's a generation in which we're living today. Very few have heard about the message and the gospel of Jesus Christ. How that God so loved the the world that he gave his son. And his son gave his life at an old rugged cross called Calvary. And thank God he didn't only give his life just like he said he would. He said he laid down his life. He had the power to lay it down, Brother Donnie, and he had the power to take it up. I'm so glad for that same power that works in the life of believers today. It's that same power that brought Jesus from the grave. He said this, old Paul wrote, he said, if that same spirit that brought Jesus from the grave, he said, if it dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. You remember what old Paul said, it man about the gospel. He said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's what? The power of God unto what? Unto salvation. It's all about Jesus. It ain't about nothing else. It's about the finished work that he done at Calvary. He didn't come just to preach a gospel. It might have come that you and I might have a gospel to preach. Amen. Oh my God, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad that he came? Amen. Aren't you glad that he rose that third and glorious day like he said he would? Oh my, we find over there in John chapter 20 about where they came unto the tomb of Jesus. Amen. And we look here and there's many things that we could preach this morning in regard to the resurrection. Jesus, amen, showed himself, as Brother Donnie said this morning, in many infallible proofs. Amen, he proved himself over and over to them. Amen, he revealed himself over and over for 40 days with them. He appeared unto many under the 12, and some, the Bible said, above 500 he appeared unto them. Oh, but one, I'll tell you the best thing that ever happened. It wasn't so much that God appeared unto them. It's the day that God appeared unto you and revealed his darling son unto you, and you received him as your Lord and your Savior. Now the Bible said, on the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, and it was yet dark unto the sepulchre, and seeth a stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto him, they have taken our Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple came to the sepulchre. So they rode both, said they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre, and he stooped down and looked and saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went he in also, that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed, for as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home, but Mary stood without the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had laid. They said unto her, said, woman, weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when he was thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? It said, whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be a gardener, said unto him, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, master. Jesus said unto her, said, touch me not, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that she had spoken these things unto her. Many infallible proofs. Amen. Then the same day at evening time, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus. I said, there came Jesus. Amen. Aren't you glad that it came your way one day? And I said, there he came. Amen. And stood in the midst and said unto him, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands, his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them again, he said, peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so he said, I send you. And the disciples, he said, when he has set the breath on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And many other signs the Bible said in verse 30. Truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which were not written in the book. Many infallible proofs over and over and over again in the Word of God about our risen Lord. Amen. I'm so glad that he is alive. You remember reading over there in the book of Hebrews, the Bible said that all amen that come to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. All that come unto him must believe that he is. I said, he's a risen Lord. He's all power in heaven and earth. I said, he's the first and the last. He's everything in between. He knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. He knows everything about you. Amen. We read over there in the book of Acts where all of them begin to preach. The disciples, apostles begin to preach there the word of God. What did they preach? They preached Jesus, him crucified and him resurrected on the third day. Being crucified by evil hands. Amen. They preached it over and over again. When they were taking into the council, they told them about it. Man, it wasn't them that done the healing. It was Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one they had crucified, the King, the Prince of Glory, that they had killed and crucified. It's by him and by his name alone. I'm so glad this morning there's not another name given under heaven whereby man can be saved. But I'm so glad that God gave his Son, and his Son gave his life at an old place called Calvary. Not just for a handful, not just for one, not just for a few, Brother Raymond, but he gave his life for one and for all. Those apostles, as they preached over there in the early church, now you know the Bible said Jesus breathed on them. They were full of the Holy Ghost. Ain't there something about the Holy Ghost that makes all the difference? Ain't that something? We find over there in the very beginning, the Bible said the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord moved. Amen. When God's Spirit moved, it began to bring life. When God's Spirit moves, it still brings life. Amen. He said this. He said, he that hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of his. Thank God for the Spirit. And God, Jesus, up out of the old grave. Amen. He said this. He said, if that same Spirit that brought Jesus from the grave, he said, if it dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. Thank God for the Spirit of God that changes mankind. Oh, my, say, how does God save a man? I don't know how to tell you he does, but I tell you what, it's better experience than it is told. Amen. I said, it's better experience than it is told. It's one thing to have a head knowledge about the plan of salvation, but it's another thing to have the heart knowledge and know that you've been washed in the precious blood of Jesus, and he's changed your life and made you new again. The Bible said in Galatians 5 and 13, I believe it is, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things things are passed away. And behold, all things become new. I'm so grateful for the newness that we find in God. A lot of people today are hunting something new. They're hunting something to make them feel good. You know, I heard a fellow say one time, I got to go to a church where I can feel something. But what happens when you're hurting sitting in the house of God? Hey, where's your faith at then? But you know, it takes faith to get in. But aren't you glad to Jesus? I said the one that hung in Calvary, he's the one that dealt unto every man a measure of faith. So when we stand before an almighty God one day, we'll stand without an excuse, because Jesus has gave every man a measure of faith. Bless his holy name. I said he's in the giving business. I said Jesus in the giving business. Don't you like his arithmetic? I said, don't you like his arithmetic? He adds, he multiplies, and he gives. I love it. Amen. I said he's a giving Lord. I tell you what, he don't take it back either. I said he don't come and take it back either. No. I'm so glad for the goodness of God. You know, those apostles, as they begin to preach and they begin to tell that crowd, brother, he said, that Jesus Christ, the prince that you've killed, amen, he said, you rejected. You wanted a murderer instead of him. But you know what? The sad part today, people think, well, that was horrible and that's cruel. But yet people today are still choosing the old murderer, aren't they? I said, many reject Jesus and still accept the old murderer. You say, well, you got Bible for that? Yes. John 10:10. He said, the thief cometh to kill, steal, and what? Destroy. He said, but I come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. I said, there's an enemy of your soul, the very adversary of your soul, that would love, amen, to destroy you and watch you, amen, spend eternity in hell without God. But I want to assure you one thing. Jesus came, amen, he finished it at Calvary. Amen. When Jesus said it was finished, let me assure you one thing, Sister Merchant, it's just as finished as it was when I was a little boy. I said, he ain't changed a thing, has he? No, not a thing. I said, it's all finished. The work was done. Amen. It was paid for. The blood was shed, and it still washes clean today. Bless his holy name. But the question is today, are you going to accept him? Are you going to accept a murderer? I said, are you going to accept a murderer? That religious crowd of their day stood like a mob, and they wanted a murderer. They said, give us who? Barabbas. Wasn't that his name? Give us Barabbas. They wanted them a murderer. The crowds of our day, the multitude. You say multitude? Sure. The Bible said, Matthew, he said, they was a broad way that leadeth unto destruction. Why is that way broad? Because many there go thereat. But he said, they was a narrow way that leadeth to life, life everlasting. Amen. He said, few be there that find that. Who is that few? Those that believe Jesus and take him for who he said he is. Oh my, that beautiful picture of grace when Jesus and Peter was talking that day. The most beautiful plan of salvation that we can read in the Bible. He said, Peter, whom do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, Peter said, flesh and blood hadn't revealed this unto you, but said, who? The Father which is in heaven. God revealed his darling Son unto lost humanity. Amen. What you do with him, oh my. I said, what you do with him, only eternity holds in his. Oh my. The Bible said in Titus 2:11, he said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. What is that grace? It's Jesus Christ, God the Father, that gave his Son at Calvary to die for somebody that was unworthy, somebody that was unlovable, somebody that was without hope. But thank God he was willing to pay that price and do the will of the Father and shed his blood for all mankind. Bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. Oh my. Isaiah, he had a comment to say about the resurrection. Brother Donnie, he had a comment to make about the resurrection. Isaiah 26:19. I promise not to hold you long, so I've been preaching real fast. trying to get done. Amen. He said, thy dead men shall live together with my dead body. Shall they arise, awake, and sing, ye that dwell in dust? He said, for the dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. He said, that dust is going to sing again, Brother Donnie. Oh my. I said, God's going to bring it back together again one day. It's called the resurrection. You remember one day reading about Lazarus. Amen. Mary and Martha, they were troubled. Their brother was sick. And the next thing you know, he's dead. And they did whatever a good person would do, was give him a decent burial. But there came Jesus. Amen. Oh my. When he got there, what did they say? He said, oh, he's been dead 4 days. He done stinking by now, Brother Donnie. But oh my, you know what Jesus told her? Said, amen, that he'd live in resurrection. But you know what she said? I know that he'll live in the last day of the resurrection. But Jesus told her, he said, I am the resurrection. I'm glad that he is the resurrection, aren't you? He is who he said he is. Amen. He's everything he said he was. And he's everything he said he's going to be, because he is. Amen. And we get to the point where we believe that he is. I said, it makes all the difference. I said, when we get to a point where we can believe that he is, it makes all the difference. Amen. Just a few weeks back, we had a little 2-year-old boy, hadn't been walking, hadn't been able to walk. And his mother was getting troubled about it, you know. And amen, we was at the church house, and we told her, Brother Joe Boy said, just bring that baby on up here, and we're going to pray for it. And you said, well, what if God don't? But what if God does? Amen. Oh, my husband said, what if God does? We prayed for that boy just like James said, brother, just anointed him with oil. We prayed for that baby. Amen. Went on about our day and had another Sunday there. Hey, guess what happened that next Sunday when the little boy come back to church? The little boy didn't come walking down the center aisle. The little boy came running down the center aisle. Why? Because God heard and answered prayer. It wasn't anything that we'd done. It's just like Peter and James said. It was because of that man called Jesus, the one you crucified, the one, amen, that you rejected. Oh my, he's still being rejected today. Many have rejected him. The question is this morning, do you know him? The Bible said this, all that come to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Amen. Are you seeking after him this morning? Do you know him? Notice what Paul said in Philippians there, chapter 3, I believe it was, but correct me, Brother Donnie. He said this, that I might know him and know him in the power of his resurrection. Amen. What is he talking about? Paul said he didn't want to know anything but say Jesus and him crucified. Why? Because that's the gospel. Amen. Anything else is just immaterial. My, I ain't talking about the word of God, but I'm talking about a lot of people are hunting for something or other outside the word of God. I'll tell you, Jesus is complete. In him is all and all, because God gave him all power in heaven and in earth. Amen. And I'm so glad that we are in Ephesians, the last, I believe it was, chapter 1, in the last part of that chapter, it talked about in him we are complete, all in Christ Jesus. Are you complete this morning? Have you accepted Jesus this morning? As Emily comes and plays this morning, we want to give you an opportunity to pray. Do you know him as the risen Lord this morning?